Good morning. Hey, everybody. I am not Matt. You might have noticed that there's a different voice out here behind the mic. We've locked him up. He's in a footlocker in the basement. We've locked him up with Hillary Clinton's emails and her undergarments to try and keep him satisfied and compliant for a little while.
Server?
Yeah.
Her servers?
Her server and all that stuff.
I think that's cruel and unusual punishment.
It probably is, but he'll let you know next week how cruel and unusual it was. C.J. Grisham here with you, the two-way attorney, and got some great people here with me as well. And here's the thing, you know, I want to give you a quick analogy before I introduce everybody. Matt always talks about on this show this wagon wheel that he's got. And Matt is, you know, he likes to say that he's the spoke. He's the one that, he's not the whole picture. He's the one that starts it all. And then he's got all these little spokes. And that's who's with me here. And that's kind of who I am. One of the
well-seasoned
oak spokes that he surrounds himself with. And, then you've got the outer band, which is Shelby, who kind of holds everything together. So today's show is going to be kind of like driving down I-35. And you know how you see all those wheel pieces all over the road? That's because the spoke is gone and the wheel has fallen off the axle. And so there are pieces of it all over the place. So that's what we're going to be. We're going to be I-35 today. And we're going to try and stay in our lane. Let's just put it that way. And hopefully Matt still has a radio show after this is over. But I do want to introduce everybody with me, of course. I'm going to start with the first, not the best for last. But we got Shelby back here, our operator, our engineer, the person that keeps it all together. So if there's anything that is gone wrong, it's her fault. So I'm just going to blame her. No, she's the one that keeps us all in check. And so if she has to cut me off, then it's because I didn't listen. Over here to my left is the awesome Luann Anderson. Luann, how you doing?
Hey.
Oh, wait, I didn't say how you doing, Shelby.
That's okay, because we have to swing all these mics around. There's mic arms all over the place. How's it going? Let's try to, I don't know, we could do whatever. Matt's not here. We could just we could just drag him all over the place, and he's going to listen back later, and he's going, God, this sucks.
Yeah, I will never have CJ do this again. Anyway, Luann, longtime friend. Luann, how are you doing today?
Hey, great, great.
Where can people find you?
I've got a podcast, and I also do a lot of writing on Substack. You can check me out at Political Pursuits.
And there you go. And we're going to actually talk about, when I get into what's going on in the show highlights, we'll talk about one of those things that she wrote that I just thought, I don't like reading long articles, but if it's engaging, I will read every word of it. And I read every word of this article we're going to talk about today. To my far right here, actually, I probably should have put Greg over there for the far right. But anyway, we got Colonel Brown.
I try to control myself and my real emotions.
Colonel, how are you doing today?
Fantastic.
Do you have anywhere people can go to find you?
Anywhere they can go to find me?
Yeah.
Well, that's I try to avoid that.
Yeah. Gotcha.
I moved out of Temple to avoid that.
He doesn't want to be found. And then to my right here is Mr. Greg Holland. How are you today, Greg?
I'm doing well. CJ talked about the spoke and the wheel finding on I-35. I don't know about that, but I'm the couch he found on the way here, because you can find couches all over I-35. So thank you for picking me up and dragging me in here. I got a free meal out of this, by the way.
So yeah, awesome.
I still don't know why I'm here.
We despite the fact that Matt's gone, we do have a great show for you today. I am going to keep a lot of his traditions as far as like the devotional. We're going to do some true stories.
Trivia
at 10 o'clock. We've got the word of the day. And today's word of the day is lament. And do you have the word of the day? Who's got
it's,
the...
It's in here.
So, lament. Comes from the story of the Wall Street Journal. It comes from a story. We own the news. Wall Street Journal editor-in-chief laments the death of public trust in mainstream media. And it's interesting that this is what Matt gave me as the word of the day, because this is going to go into Luann's article that we're going to talk about a little bit later about us versus them, which is also, interestingly, I think ties into Colonel Rayford Brown's thing about qualified immunity and all this other stuff that he's going to talk about. So it's really interesting. We did not coordinate this, as far as I know.
It was meant to be.
Matt told us this is his story about a lack of, or the laments, the death of public trust in mainstream media. We're going to talk about the us versus them mentality that Luann writes about. And then we're going to talk about the qualified immunity, which really isn't us versus them, because if one
civil forfeiture is us versus
civil
them.
Forfeiture is us versus them, and then I've got Greg here because he's supposed to moderate me, but that's impossible, and so I have to moderate him, but that's impossible. So this is going to be a fun show. Greg's a longtime friend of mine,
and he's bigger than you are,
and he's bigger than I am, so he's able to watch my back. We've got the quote of the day, which is going to be Rayford a little bit later, and all kinds of news. Now, I'm not going to go through a lot of what he's got in here. There are some things I'm going to cover because I did bring my own stories that I've been following, but there are a lot of them here that are very similar that we're going to talk about. And, of course, you can always call in to the show.
254.
You know what? Here. What can they call into? I don't have his notebook.
It's behind you on the board, to the left.
Okay, you can call.
To the left. It's 254-697-6633. If you want to call in, you can also save that number for the trivia at the top of the 10 o'clock hour.
All right. And I'll try to remember that and memorize it the next thing.
Just right behind you.
And hey, if you've got this, this is also a great opportunity for those of you, if you have easy, quick, you know, just small legal issues, you'd like maybe an answer to a question. You know, don't come in here and take up 3 hours of my time because I charge $250 an hour for that.
And I hang up on people.
And she'll hang up on you. But you know, if you just got a general question, especially as it relates to like freedom issues, I'm very versed on First and Second and Fourth Amendment type issues. But I've got knowledge of, you know, jack of all trades, master of none kind of thing. All right, let's get into some of the things that we're going to talk about today. We've got, and I'll go through his list because we might get through all of these.
Talk the word of the day, so we need to do the quote.
Oh, we do need to do the quote of the day. All right. See, she's keeping me in check. So, Colonel, give us the quote of the day.
There is no worse tyranny than to force a man to pay for what he does not want merely because you think it would be good for him.
Oh, I love that.
One more time.
There is no worse tyranny than to force a man to pay for what he does not want merely because you think it would be good for him.
Like like a vaccine?
I know who said that.
Well, don't say. They've got to call
Francis O'Rourke.
Beto, no.
Merkel. Oh, no.
All right. So if you know who said that quote, and you can feel free to call in here. The number's 254-697-6633. And let us know. And I think we've got some kind of gift for you.
Yeah, I've got all kinds of stuff. Anywhere in town that you would want to pick to eat. I've got a lot of Dairy Queen, Honcho in Texas, Circle S Barbecue. You can kind of pick your poison.
Excellent. All right. Now, what's this mean? Oh, the judge. Judge is not in. Andy.
No,
judge. Andy. He is not in today. That's who I was missing. I knew something felt weird. So, Greg today is the judge.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's going to be the judge today.
Oh, this place done messed up.
You have to read the devotional.
There we go.
All right. Let's get into it. You know, let's talk about this word of the day. The word of the day is laments. Now, when does he do the devotional? Is that one of the first things he does?
He does it after the first break.
After the first break. Okay. So, I'm just going to go through some of these articles here. Cultural replacement, why the immigration crisis is being deliberately engineered, which is great. We're going to talk a lot today about engineering. I've got some legal analysis on what happened recently with the Supreme Court and their decision, what it really means. You know, there's a lot of misunderstanding about what happened when the Supreme Court told the Border Patrol that they can cut down wire and all that stuff. That is not what the Supreme Court said. If all you're listening to, ladies and gentlemen, is the mainstream media, you are not being educated. You are not being informed, and you have no idea what's going on. It takes shows like this and the kinds of people that are in this room to tell you the truth about what's going on. A lot of people don't have the time to read the cases that a lot of these stories are based on. And I've got the actual issue here, the case in my hand. It's about, I don't know, 12 pages total, but the Supreme Court did not tell Texas, you have to take down that razor wire. And what I want to do is I want to start with that and talk amongst all of us here about this border issue, because one of the things that I looked up, I've got this great, as an attorney, I have obviously these the software that talks about helping me to do research, legal research. And I recently purchased an AI version. It's like an add-on to that. Now, I'm very suspicious of AI, but I asked for, because LexisNexis put out this new AI program for just for lawyers and just for legal research, and it's self-contained. So Lexis AI does not, it doesn't go into the outside world. It stays specifically within what is inside the Lexis universe. And I like that because I'm not getting fake stuff. Now, I don't necessarily get everything that's completely on point, but at least I can trust generally what's written. And so I asked it a question. And Colonel, I want you to talk about this a little bit as well, because this is something you're well-versed on. But I said, I asked Lexis AI the following question, then we're going to talk about this. Does Texas have the right to defend its borders? And how does federalism involved? And that's one of the things that we're going to talk about. We're going to do that after the break, right here on the Aaron's Gun High Cap Ray Adventures Radio.
Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357, or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
All right, welcome back to Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio. Or I'm sorry. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, something like that.
It's behind you.
Yeah, but my I need glasses for my rear view mirror. Reflection. Yeah, so that didn't work. But we are back here. CJ, obviously I am not Matt. This is CJ Grisham here, the two-way attorney, and surrounded by a lot of the usual suspects, plus Luann Anderson and Greg Holland here to my right and left. And we are going to get, and let me finish up the things that we're going to talk about today. Cultural replacement, why the immigration crisis is being deliberately engineered. And I'm going to talk about my AI study. We're going to talk about the Constitution. We're going to talk about the Declaration of Independence. Can Texas even defend its borders? Well, why are we a state if we can't? Democrat lawmakers call on Biden to seize control of the Texas National Guard. Ladies and gentlemen, it's getting ugly here. This is what we started a war for. I don't know if you've seen, there are 25 states now that have come together in support of Abbott. And if you look at a map and you kind of color all those states in, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting the band back together. Mm-hmm. So, and by band, I mean the South is rising again.
Yes.
Never mind, I just said that. Jeez, look at that. I read ahead and I didn't even... Yes. Trump calls all states to deploy National Guard troops to Texas amid Biden border fight. I'm actually going to disagree with that, and hopefully we get to that story, and I'll tell you why. Supreme Court backs Biden, allows Border Patrol to cut razor wire among Texas border. We are going to go into great depth about that. This might even get a little boring for some people, and I want this is what I want all of the collective mind in this room to tell me. CJ, you're getting boring and you're in the weeds too much, okay? You're being a lawyer. Stop being a lawyer. Okay, thank you, Shelby.
I'll start by saying the razor wire and the buoys in the river and stuff make no difference at all, because the real problem is all the bait that we have on the other side.
Yeah.
What's drawn, the razor wire isn't drawing people out of South America and other parts of the world coming here to trash us.
Right. Yeah, it's the Biden fishing pole is what it is. You know, he's got the chum, he's throwing it in the water, and the animals are going after it. So, yes, I said animals. Illegal immigrants, I equated to animals. All right, take our border back. This is another Americans announce multi-state convoy to descend on the southern border. I've got some inside information about that. Illegals defecating. That's even worse than defeating. Defecating and urinating all over a New York City neighborhood. My response, who cares? Trump death threat. Alex Soros tweets an image of a bullet hole and $47. If you have not seen this, you remember, who was it that was running for office? I think it was the Colorado lady.
Lauren Boebert.
Lauren Boebert. Remember when she put like a thing up there with targets? And she was talking about targeting Democrat campaigns and getting Republicans into that, but she used little crosshairs or whatever about these are the races that we're going to target. And she just got under all kind. There was nothing in there that had anything to do with violence, but yet what Alex Soros did, and unfortunately this is radio, so we're going to have to describe it for everybody, is amazing. Newt Gingrich says that. The Trump political movement is unlike anything we've ever seen, and that's true. Team Biden wants a Trump rematch, but some Dems are worrying it will backfire. I cannot see, and I want to tell everybody, y'all know that I'm critical of all politicians, and that includes Trump. But I have finally come on to, for really just for lack of a better option, I'm on Team Trump now. And but I'm still going to criticize some of the things that he does, because one of the things that we're going to talk about is this idea where he says that Haley donors are not welcome in the MAGA camp. I think that's very authoritarian, and we need to call him out. We need to call all of our leaders out. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. If you're Republican and there are bad Republicans, you need to call them out. And there are good Republicans that make bad decisions. There are good Democrats that make bad decisions. And there are, conversely, there are bad Republicans and Democrats that make good decisions from time to time. So it's important that we do that. And I'm going to talk a lot about that as well. Bud Light tries to make a big comeback with the Super Bowl ad campaign. And
that's a thrashing around like an animal that's been fatally wounded.
It is. And I think they've also... the Super Bowl is not going to save them, because they also announced that they're going to be doing once again... the what they call the Black National Anthem at the Super Bowl. So, you know, while Bud Light wants everybody to come together, the Super Bowl itself is still trying to divide people. Last I checked, the national anthem was because we are a nation.
A melting pot.
And I don't know what black nation this anthem is supposed to represent, or what nation at all. So, you know, for Bud Light to try to use the Super Bowl for its comeback, I think that's going to backfire as well. The World Economic Forum at Davos admits the possibility of the Ukraine defeat, claims Putin will target the EU next. Do not ever underestimate a tyrant, okay? If you let them get away with a little bit, you let them get away with a lot. And finally, biometric digital ID cards could track vaccination status. Dutch Queen Maxima says at Davos. So it's getting ugly, folks. And I want to go through some of the stories that I had as well. And I think we might actually probably have to do the devotional. How are we doing on time?
You're okay.
Oh, okay, good. We are going to talk about Luann's article called Texas Bell County Politics Highlight 2020 U.S. Divide, or us. There's a study for immigration studies. Did you know that the U.S. is, or the U.N., has budgeted millions of dollars for U.S.-bound migrants in 2024? Why is the United Nations paying to bring foreigners
to our border?
And by the way, let me tell you something. That's not the United Nations doing that. That's the United States doing that.
Because we fund them mostly.
Because we fund the United Nations. So Biden is funding, literally, this invasion of our southern border.
The United Nations was founded for the sole purpose of destroying the United States.
And they're doing a damn good job of it.
Yes.
They've been after it since 1920. So,
and this is some good news. Amazon, well, I don't know what if we can all believe this anyway, but Amazon is no longer allowing police to solicit Ring doorbell videos. So
I saw that.
That's hopefully if they keep up with that, it's good news because it protects you, especially if you've got a Ring doorbell. Nothing scares me more than the government having, you know, there's a program here in at least in Bell County. I don't know if there's one here in Milam County, where doorbell or camera owners can go to the police and register the fact that they have outdoor cameras, so that now outside it sounds like a great thing, right? Because if there's a crime and they want to see footage, you know, they know who to go to and ask, hey, do you have footage of this or that? But really, what do you think that's going to be used for? There's never anything good when you start working with government. The Federalist says Texas isn't, quote, ignoring the Supreme Court. It's upholding the law. And we're going to talk about that a lot today. I agree. The IDF mulls arming civilians with anti-tank weapons. I can get behind that. I think the U.S. should start looking at arming our people with anti-tank weapons as well.
We've got to remember the Second Amendment was designed to protect the sovereign states from an overreaching federal government.
Right.
It's not for hunting and target shooting.
There's a reason that it says enemies foreign and domestic, because there is a time where there are domestic enemies that they might not be just because they're here domestically, but because they're domestically homegrown, or they're even a domestic organization.
Or there are times when we face a combination of both working together.
Exactly.
And when it says in the Second Amendment, shall not be infringed, this means just like Biden said, you know, you don't need an AR-15, you need an M-16, which is a fully automatic weapon. So we also, as Biden said, we need F-16s in the militia because that's what the federal government has. The Second Amendment, again, is to allow the states to protect themselves against an overreaching federal government.
And I want to get into that a little bit more because I listened to some arguments with the Ninth Circuit where there was a huge discussion about the difference between the AR-15 and the M-16, and there's a reason why the M-16, the court said that can be regulated, but the AR-15 can't. And again, that's even the Ninth Circuit. Listening to these justices that are ruling on these issues, they have no idea what they're talking about. And they even say that they have no idea what they don't understand the difference between an M-16 and an AR-15. And you know what? It doesn't matter, because whether there's a difference or not, there shouldn't be a difference is really the main issue. All right, Trump vows to ban Haley donors from MAGA. We don't want them, he says. And for those of you, let me get to that last. Trump ordered to pay more than $80 million to E. Jean Carroll defamation. And actually, I'm going to bring this up later because I actually want to talk about that a little bit. All right. Do I have time for this devotional? Does he usually have a one-minute devotional?
Yeah.
Okay, let me do this devotional here. This is from Matt, okay? Good morning. Life is filled with clutter. There are things that need to be done, and then there is clutter. Ask my wife. I'm good at clutter. Clutter, noun, a collection of things lying about in an untidy mess. Many times we focus on the clutter and not the good stuff. But Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42 says, now it happened that they went, as they went, that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her. Let's all let that sink in and learn to focus on what is important and what is just clutter, and have a blessed day. We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores, or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Until I find out you can legally have a gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Welcome back and to the show. We are going to go. This is we got not only do we have great guests in studio, but Matt has got some great guests and people that support this program and have great products that we want to make sure that you're aware of. And on the phone right now, we have Katie from Ma's Place. And just hearing that you're on the phone, Katie, I want some chicken fried steak. But what do you have today?
All right, I have chicken fried steak every day, and you know that.
Yes. Yes, I do. That's why I said that.
All right, for today, we have our pork steak, the bone-in pork steak, and we have our barbecue combo. Come with two sides, and your choice is super salad.
Yum.
And
you said bone-in pork chops?
The bone-in pork steak.
Pork steak. Okay, even better.
Yes. And Mama told me to tell you guys that we are having our soft opening for the other place February 1st.
And where's that going to be at?
Then the building across the street from us that looks just like ours.
Yeah, okay, exactly. Yeah, I just kind of want to let everybody know, if you haven't been to Ma's Place and you're looking for some delicious food, that's where you got to go. Tell them where to go. Tell them how to find you. And we'll get as many people out there as possible.
All right. You can get a hold of us at 254-699-0011. And we are located in Harker Heights at 139 Veterans Memorial Boulevard.
You were cutting out there. Say that address one more time.
139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights, Texas.
There you go. And the new soft opening is going to be right across the street there on February 1st. And what time is that happening?
We open the doors at 6 a.m.
6 a.m. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're hungry, that's the place to go. Ma's Place. And I'm telling I am a chicken fried steak maniac. I love it. And the Ma's Place chicken fried steak, I don't know of any comparison yet. Definitely not locally, but great food. Check them out, Ma's Place. Katie, is there anything else that you got out there that's mouthwatering and people need to know about? What's that?
What's the main thing on the menu across the street?
Pizza.
Pizza.
There we go.
All right, so you're doing pizza now. Okay. And baked goods. All right.
Yes.
Katie, thank you so much. Awesome. Well, we look forward to seeing you. Thanks for calling in, and we'll see you on February 2nd.
All right. Sounds good.
But, ladies and gentlemen, you can go there now. You can go there today. You can go there tomorrow. Go to Ma's Place. You don't have to wait till February 2nd. All right? Go out there and do that. Now we're going to go to Rayford.
I get
the time is yours.
It's time for the lower left-hand corner. Welcome. I'm retired Lieutenant Colonel Rayford K. Brown, Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, and I want to share a piece of the lower left-hand corner of the big picture with you. The quote today, "There is no worse tyranny than to force a man to pay for what he does not want merely because you think it would be good for him," was Robert A. Heinlein. But that being what it is, but it's true. And Madison said something similar about when somebody wants to do something for you and they do it with good motives, it's even harder to stop them when they're doing something bad. Today we're going to talk about the body of official protection, qualified immunity. We'll talk about the definitions of that, civil forfeiture, and official overreach, official crimes. From Pointer Organization, and I'm going to be citing these different places where I pulled information, qualified immunity is a doctrine that keeps police officers safe from civil lawsuits. It is reasonable to ask, is it reasonable to ask law enforcement to enforce the law without protection from frivolous lawsuits? However, the same power that may enable police to exceed the law and abuse people without fear of being sued. When they are the Supreme Court has almost always ruled in favor of the police. Now, since CJ graduated from law school in 2005, the courts have shown an increasing tendency to grant immunity to in excessive force cases. There are two tests. The victim must show that a jury would likely to find the officer's use of force would violate the Fourth Amendment. And they
and
must
I don't
show...
Think Colonel, this and this is this that right there, and I'm going to let you... I'm not going to go off on a tangent. That's part of the problem there, because a lot of the analysis, when the courts are doing this analysis of qualified immunity, they're not looking at it from the standpoint of a jury, an average jury or a reasonable person on a jury these days. They're looking at it from their point of view and a cop's point of view, not a jury's point of view. If they were truly looking at it from a jury's point of view, qualified immunity would go drastically down.
No, and this qualified immunity, if we had a justice system like we used to have, these frivolous cases would never get into court. They would be thrown out on their face. But since our legal system has been taken over by the socialists, and now we're seeing the full thing in the DOJ and the FBI. All right, the second part of the two test, they must show that officers should have known they were violating clearly established law. All right, now I add that you cannot legislate morality. This is an old statement. However, we continue to try. All right, qualified immunity must balance two factors: the need to hold public officials accountable for excessive operations when they violate clearly established statutory or constitutional right, and the need to protect officials from frivolous lawsuits. So that's what qualified, again, the definition of qualified immunity. The goal is to stop the frivolous suit from costing big defense fees and not just damages. That's the end of that section.
And did you notice that? You just said the goal is to minimize defense fees. In these qualified immunity cases, who is the defense?
It's the people that have been... Well, it was to be the police originally.
In qualified immunity cases, it's the government.
Well,
yeah.
Okay, and then in a civil forfeiture, now they're making it the people that have the excessive fees.
Yes.
But anyway, from cornell.edu, civil forfeiture allows the government to seize and then keep or sell any property that is allegedly involved in a crime or illegal activity. And this is from House H.R. 1658. And it was originally intended for use in drug cases. The big caveat was, however, that the police did not ever have to charge the property owner Mm-mm. with a crime.
Nope.
All right. So this is a big problem for us.
And for those of you that don't know, when they take something on qualified immunity, let's say they take something from you, Colonel, they take your hat there, right? It's the United States versus
the
your
hat.
Trump one hat, not versus Rayford Brown. The hat is the defendant.
So what happens,
I'm sorry.
We've got to sit you now, and what happened in Beverly Hills, California, if you've heard about the safety deposit box thing, 700 to 1,400 safety deposit boxes. All right, an outfit called Privacy First, which had iris scans for entry, no identification documents. Safety deposit box operation was engaged in prolonged criminal operations. The FBI decided to shut it down. They decided that it would also be for fun and profit by civil forfeiture. But in getting the warrant for the search, they failed to mention the civil forfeiture angle to the judge. Now, from Reason.com, the FBI seized $86 million of currency and valuables from people not suspected of any crime. A federal court of appeal will hear about the FBI's blatant scheme to circumvent the Fourth Amendment. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and the particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. And that's the end of that. So this is the definition. Before the Revolutionary War, the British, after the Stamp Act, which taxed paper, the British would come into a home and destroy it, searching for unstamped paper. And while so doing, might discover food, women, valuables, and plunder as they desired. This incensed the colonists, and that's the reason for the Fourth Amendment. In the Beverly Hills gig, the FBI drilled and opened up to 1,400 safety deposit boxes. They were restricted by their orders to only open the box to secure the identity of the owners and inventory and secure the contents for the owners. The officers were tasked with cataloging the content of the boxes, but they also seized piles of valuables, gold coins, luxury watches, family heirlooms, and stacks of cash from the people who had not been charged with any crime. They did this despite being told that they were not to do that. So now we're going to break and then come back and finish this up.
All right. Good stuff there. We'll see you right on the other side.
Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA, using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850. Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran-owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5 and 6 inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com. Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Camera Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Camera Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
We're back here with Rafer Brown talking about qualified immunity and some other important issues that you really need to pay attention to, because these could affect you. And if they do affect you, I can tell you as an attorney, these are very difficult things to get back. So, Colonel, take it away.
All right. Let's go back and overlap just a little bit here. The officers were tasked with cataloging the contents of the boxes, but they also seized piles of valuables, gold coins, luxury watches, family heirlooms, and stacks of cash from people who had not been charged with any crime. They did this despite being told by the warrant authorizing the raid that the contents of the safe deposit boxes were off limits. The Institute for Justice, IJ, one of my favorite charities, by the way, says the fundamental principle at stake is that if the government wants to search and seize your property, it has to have some reason to think you did something wrong. The FBI came up with a blatant scheme to circumvent that fundamental principle. The FBI has had a dual motive in this case. First, it used the criminal activity of the box operation as a pretense for the raid, and the second, its desire to use civil forfeiture to enrich their operation. And these are my thoughts. But they just happened not to tell the judge giving them the warrant about the second reason. The warrant for the raid explicitly forbade law enforcement from seizing or searching the private property contained in the safe deposit boxes. Now, my thing is, now it must be remembered that U.S. private vaults, whose owners were charged with crimes, was open to the public. Okay? It just happened that many of the customers were criminals, but some had legitimate reasons for having boxes there. According to the Institute of Justice, if the lower court's rulings were allowed to stand using the same logic, if the gatekeeper of a parking garage was selling smokes, that's untaxed cigarettes, then the FBI could seize all the cars in the garage or in an apartment building. If one person were accused of a crime, the FBI could come in and search every apartment and every item and take what they wanted. From MSN.com, they reported the Institute of Justice case. The appeals court finds FBI did violate rights of some Beverly Hills safe deposit box holders. So a lot of these people have gotten their items finally returned to them, but they've already been hassled a whole lot. All right, now, my thoughts, the whole event just proves that you cannot legislate morality, and what the founders said in the beginning, that the U.S. Constitution is only capable of ruling moral and just citizens. Since our government has been infiltrated by communists who are atheists, we have progressively thrown God out of our lives and government. We are paying the price now. School shootings, where we should have chaplains in the halls instead of police, and Congress, where a recent O'Keefe video has disclosed rampant blackmail and bribery, and are even in our local communities and libraries. We must get back to God and get God into our lives, or we, like the Israelites, will wander in the desert for 400 years. I'm the Colonel, and this is what I think. So now you have another piece of the lower left-hand corner of the big picture.
So, you know, what you bring up here is something I wanted to bring up. There was a case back in 2019. It was Jessup v. City of Fresno and several officers. And just behind this case, because I always, when I talk about qualified immunity and how it has been completely, I think I can say bastardized on the air, how it's been so completely bastardized over the years, the original intent of qualified immunity is actually, it makes sense. If you think about it, and again, you guys have to tell me when I start getting too legally, like if I use words that probably most people...
Remember, you have to mention that this is a 25-cent person.
This is a 25, so, but...
Don't say it's a 25-cent show. So.
Yeah, two-bit. But, you know, obviously, if a police... This is what the purpose of qualified immunity was for. So, for example, a man is raping your child, and I use this as an egregious example. A man is raping your child... And the police see this guy raping your child, and they go up and try to arrest him. And the guy runs off, and of course the police have to tackle him, right? Because that's the only way they're going to secure this guy. That guy cannot sue for assault because he got tackled. Because the officer's just doing his job, what he should be doing. And in the perfection of that job, somebody got tackled. That's the intent. It's the necessary stuff, the normal things in the order of your business, right? It would be like if you were in Burger King. Let's go ahead and bring it down to the 2-bit CJ level. You know, if you're at Burger King and you're supposed to do 2 pickles on your burger and you accidentally put 3, well, you're just doing your job. You accidentally put 3, okay, but your job is to put pickles there. You just happen to have put 3. That person would get qualified immunity if that were charged. I know, weird example. However, what the courts have done is they've created this whole new standard, not just the cop was doing his job, but the cop was doing his job and did he really know what he was doing was wrong? Well, yes. In many cases, these officers know what they're doing is wrong. They do it because the courts have protected them. And in this Ninth Circuit case, the question was whether officers had violated this guy's rights. The officers had a warrant to seize property. They seized this property. Then, when they released the receipt of the property, they said that they seized approximately $50,000 worth of appellant's property. Now, this was like gold coins, cash, things like that, okay, that they were seizing. However, they had actually seized, this is what they were suing over, like, no, they didn't take $50,000 of my property. They took $151,000 in cash and another $125,000 in coins. There's $225,000 missing here that they took from me. So it was stolen. So the court had to wrestle with this idea of well, are they entitled to qualified immunity? And as the panel held that although the city officers, and we talk about morality, you mentioned morality in there. The panel held that although the city officers ought to have recognized that the alleged theft was morally wrong, they did not have a clear notice that it violated the Fourth Amendment. They further held, there was another unpublished, that the only case law at the time of this incident, remember this is the Ninth Circuit, that the theft of property pursuant to a warrant violates the Fourth Amendment, did not put the constitutional question beyond debate. And that was a Fourth Circuit case that they were talking about. Now you go down to the decision, these are jurists, these are judges and very, you would think, educated people. We've never addressed whether the theft of property covered by the terms of a search warrant and seized pursuant to that warrant violates the Fourth Amendment. So
that's exactly what it protects.
That's exactly what it's supposed to protect. And yes,
they have to particularly describe the object to be seized.
Exactly.
And the reason for it.
And here's where this is kind of a quirky thing, but it's not. Because the warrant did describe what was seized. The problem is the cops only reported that they seized $50,000 worth of what the warrant said to seize, when they really seized $275,000 worth of stuff. So there's $225,000 that wasn't mentioned in there. And there's a little footnote in this case. Importantly, we observe that the technical legal question, whether the theft of property covered by the terms of a search warrant and seized violates the Fourth Amendment, is a different question from whether theft is morally wrong.
No.
Because the government's the biggest thief we know today. That's why they ask that.
They can't say it's wrong because they do it too much.
And this is the biggest case. This is their conclusion. And this is the biggest argument against qualified immunity. We recognize that the allegations of any theft by police officers, most certainly the theft of over $225,000, is deeply disturbing. But whether that conduct violates the Fourth Amendment's prohibition on unreasonable search and seizures, however, we cannot be, or would not be, clear to a reasonable officer. If a reasonable officer doesn't know that stealing is bad, then we have problems, ladies and gentlemen.
There is a reason they call it policing for profit.
That's right.
This
is a huge problem, because what did Ron Paul keep on his desk? Thou shalt not steal from us.
Yes.
Because we're the kings of thief. That's what they do. That's what the government does.
Well, and the problem is you can even take this down to a more localized type level. I know for years I would write articles about how in different communities you would have local police departments. Someone would come driving through, and they would have perhaps a large amount of cash on them. Perhaps maybe they were going somewhere and they were going to be buying, they were, you know, doing a land purchase that was requiring cash or a car or something like that. Oh, well, if you have a big amount of cash on you, and I mean, and we may be talking about $5,000, $10,000 here. If you have this amount of cash on you, obviously you're a drug dealer.
That's right. And you're in a highly suspicious area.
Yes. And so they confiscate the money, and then it's up to that individual to have to go in there and prove, no, I'm not a drug dealer. Mm-hmm. And the money, you know, what the, to me the big racket of this whole thing is that you could be talking about $5,000, $10,000, $15,000. Well, to go in there and prove your innocence, it could cost you $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, right. Because not everybody is fortunate enough to have CJ as their counsel. And so, you know, it's a losing proposition.
We're going to get into this a little bit more, and we're going to contrast this on the other side of the break with what Luann wrote, and then I'm going to bring up one more case about why qualified immunity needs to be broken. But until then...
Yeah, and also when we return at the top of the hour, it is trivia time, so go ahead and get ready. The phone number for that is 254-697-6633.
We'll see you on the other side.
Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to bulldogautodetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571. Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about McGuire Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114 or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, McGuireTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Cap, Eric's High Cap Adventures. Matt is out today. You're stuck with CJ, the 2A attorney. You can find me, by the way, if you go to, let's see, which website do I want to use? Let's use lawyerforliberty.com. You can go to texas2aattorney.com. You can go to isubadcops.com. Those are
or
all my websites.
You can go to the Aaron's Gun Shop program page, and then go to the radio program page, and there will be CJ also.
There you go.
Under
and
sponsors.
So I do specialize in civil rights and criminal defense. I call it innocent defense. So don't come to me if you were out drinking and driving and you're just trying to get off. That's not the kind of case I do.
I thought you liked, really? You were Saul Goodman-ish. No?
Well, I'm Saul Goodman in the sense that you should see
you
how I dress at court.
Everybody.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
You should see how I dress at court.
The crushed velvet.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if I'm that or if I'm more of a like my cousin Vinny. I'm working that to go towards that angle.
Okay.
But anyway, all right, we got some trivia.
Yeah, we got trivia right now. Once again, the number is 254-697-6633. Today is January 27th, which is National Holocaust Remembrance Day. The Holocaust refers to a period of January 30th, 1933, when Hitler became Chancellor of Germany, till May 8th, 1945, to the end of the war in Europe. The question today is right along that topic. While Hitler made several references to killing the Jewish people, both in his early writings of Mein Kampf and in various speeches during the 1930s, it was fairly certain that the Nazis had no operative plan yet for the systemic annihilation of the Jews before 1941. The question today is, the decision on the systematic murder of Jews was apparently made in the late winter, early spring of 1941 in conjunction with the decision to invade where?
Oh. Oh, I know that answer.
Don't answer it.
I'm a history major.
Maine.
No.
All right.
Darn it. So that's off the table.
And then, all right. So Rafer's got, we've got the word of the day. The word of the day today was laments. And it comes from, good golly, I'm not prepared. Where did it go? We owned the news. Wall Street Journal editor-in-chief laments the death of public trust in the mainstream media. And we've got someone that...
Yeah, we've got Kurt Sullenberger, who's our poet laureate for the High Cap Adventures radio show. Lament. No surprise that a network head would lament the fact that the public would come to resent the propaganda said network chooses to spout instead of the truth, so let's throw the bums out.
Amen. Good job. That's exactly how it should be, because the, you know, and the media is just, it's one of those things. This is why I really enjoy knowing people like Luann, because, and the modern day has really upended the traditional media, because no longer do you have 3 to 5 networks controlling the narrative. By the way, and this is just kind of an aside because it just hit my head. There is a bill that was filed by a Republican in Oklahoma, and I think it was 5837. I might be wrong. SB 5837 or something like that. And I'll find it during one of the breaks. This bill would literally, and I think it's a trolling bill. I've reached out to the senator to find out if this is real, because if it's real, we got problems. The Republican Party has problems. The bill essentially creates a Department of Propaganda. You have to be licensed and credentialed through the state in order to be a journalist. You websites that engage in so-called propaganda as determined by some council have to put on their websites or on their publishings this idea that this site is known for propaganda. That sounds like propaganda.
Without a doubt.
It's an actual bill that was filed. I mean, I actually read the thing, and I was kind of surprised. But thankfully, we've got people like Luann, and we're going to... This us versus them divide. We've already talked about the qualified immunity, where you pit the people against the government when they take our property. Then we've also got what Luann is going to talk about, which I think is going to dovetail into the border discussion that we're going to have. So Luann wrote this great piece on Substack on January 26th. So that was yesterday, I think.
Correct.
Yeah. And the title of it is Texas Bell County Politics Highlight 2024's Them Versus... And you put U.S. divide, but I think it's kind of a play on words, right?
Correct. Correct. Yeah. No, that's why I... kept highlight or kept bolding it in the article because it's them versus
us,
yeah. But they put periods between the U and the S to also represent that it is a large degree of the elites versus the people, the average rank and file person in the United States.
Now, as a former blogger, I know that before I go to write something, there's something that inspired me to talk about a particular topic. What kicked off this for you? Like, what was it you said, you know what, this is something that needs to be written about?
What got to me was that this was last week or so when it came out. This is basically a report from the Committee to Unleash Prosperity, which the Committee to Unleash Prosperity is one of my favorite people, Steve Forbes, along with Art Laffer, Steve Moore, some different people like that. But anyway, I was hearing a lot of national discussion about the idea of this, you know, that the nation's elite, they're out of touch with average Americans. And certainly we see that a lot in our political landscape, social entertainment, in a lot of different aspects of life. But I also, when I think about it, I can't just limit it to the national scope. I look at it and I see the same thing going on here in Texas. I see the same thing going on in our local communities.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I know who the elites are in my town or who perceive themselves to be the elites. I know that. Yes. The self-appointed elites.
Or even they don't even perceive themselves to be elites, but they try to convince us they're not. Oh, I'm just one of you. No, I don't either.
Boy, that's a big statement.
But and that's the thing. And we see their influence right now in Temple. We have a House district race where there is a, you know, what I call the oligarchy ticket. And so it's, you know, support your local oligarch. You have to be one of the people from the elite, from the establishment, from, you know, we talk about all these oligarchs. We talk about the tech oligarchs. We talk about business oligarchs. You know, it's riffing off of the whole idea of the Russian oligarchs or whatever. So, I mean, it's kind of giving these people perhaps a little bit of a heady
and I call it the Bell County Cabal.
Yes, I call it the Beltocracy as well.
That's even better. I like that.
Yes, the Beltocracy. And so it's a matter of, you know, yeah, we can talk about this from a national standpoint, but let's not miss the point. We also have seen that here in Texas. You know, one of the most controversial things in our state that we've experienced in the last year or so has been the whole Paxton impeachment. But there is a very, appears to be a very, you know, strong reason to believe that the Bush family was behind that. You know, talk about a them versus us divide, the old style Republicans versus whether you like Ken Paxton or not. There is a more populist type of Republican that, you know, has come in with Trump that is a whole different from the traditional country club Republicans.
Right. There's a little bit like a lot of people don't like what Trump, his personal actions versus what he really did for the country.
Right.
Now, the same thing applies with Paxton. Some of his alleged things that he did had nothing to do with the job that he was doing, but they don't like him because he's been very successful suing the federal government.
Exactly. And I mean, when I look at my representatives and I think who has done something that actually helps my life,
yeah.
Ken Paxton, for whatever else he may have done, absolutely. He's been in their, you know, top of the class for having done that.
Exactly.
But he represents a newer vein of Republican. And so that's where I would say that the them versus us, that's where we see it in our Texas politics. We see it in the Texas House.
And, you know, there's the problem that we have as a country. And I think I've tried, at least on this show, to say very, very often, there is no such thing as a perfect candidate. You know, you cannot have a completely moral person and a very successful politician.
Right.
Because very, very moral people will be unsuccessful in politics. Because we're not an autocracy where you've got one person that's running an oligarch, where you've got one person running everything. If that was the kind of country we have, it would, you know, people of morals would be able to make a difference. So you've got to accept, and this is how I feel about Trump, because I think Trump is a terrible person. I can't stand him personally. I think he's disgusting, but he's a great politician. And when I say politician, I mean he gets things done that actually help me. Now, he's done some things that hurt me, too. I mean, you know, this whole bump stock ban thing, but... And some
peace and prosperity goes a long way.
Yes, but we are not. Look, I am not a completely moral person. If I ran for office, I've got skeletons in my closet. There are things that I've done wrong in my life that people just don't like. I've got problems with how I talk to people sometimes because I just don't stomach stupidity very well. And so this idea that, you know, we're looking for this perfect candidate who's also a perfect politician, that goes into Ken Paxton. Ken Paxton, for all of his faults, supports our Constitution. And we're going to get more into this article on the other side of the break, but we have to kind of lay that foundation of if you're looking for perfect, you are never going to find it. I can't find perfect if I'm the lead candidate. I wouldn't vote for myself if I'm looking for perfect. All right, guys, we'll be right back. We're going to talk more about this. Give us a call, and we'll see you on the other side.
Propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA, using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850. Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran-owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5- and 6-inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
Once again, the phone number to call in is 254-697-0766. 6633. We're going to go over the trivia again here.
Yes, Shelby. I had some good answers, but nothing correct yet. So, in honor of National Holocaust Remembrance Day, the decision of the systematic murder of the Jewish people was apparently made in late winter, early spring of 1941 in conjunction with the decision to invade where?
And Maine was not the right answer?
No, and not Poland either. I know why that's a wonderful answer. That's where all the death camps were located, but that is all of them.
Is it our southern border?
No. Dang it.
Okay. All right, so we're talking about this us versus them mentality. And before we get into the meat of this, Luann, oh, by the way, call in. Call in, or if you're on the live feed.
You can win stuff from Dairy Queen or other places
that's
if you're located in Milam or Bell County.
Who is, Luann, who is them? And who is us?
Well, the report talks about the elites as, you know, from a broad standpoint, that they're the top 1%, and it characterizes the differences in how they think things should be and how the rest of America looks at them when it comes to different things, economic, social, political issues. The survey also, it defined a lot of the American elite as having at least one postgraduate degree, earning at least $150,000 annually, and living in high population density areas, which is basically like more than 10,000 people per square mile in their zip code. Now, you know, the elites represent 1% of the population, but they have an outsized voice on public policy in the U.S., and their views oftentimes seem to dominate the national conversation. But I would also say that, you know, that's the definition, but at the same time, within our own relatable lived experiences, that we also can see easily identifiable cabals of elites that are operating in any community, any social, or any geographic area. And that while, you know, you do have perhaps a segment of these people that prefer a lower or even no public profile, that a lot of these people are the cool kids. And, you know, they want you to know who they are and that they, too, are cool.
I must have gone to the wrong high school if all of the politicians that represent me were the cool kids in school. I'm glad I didn't go to those schools, because what a low standard that would have been to be the cool kid.
Yeah. You know, one of the things, though, you know, this goes through and it talks about how just, you know, how the elites, that they have just profound attitudinal differences from average Americans. Like, it goes through and it says that nearly 6 in 10 of these people say there is too much individual freedom in America.
Whoa. What?
Yeah. Let me say that. 6 in 10.
That's 60%. That's more than half of this.
Say, you know what, CJ? You just have too much individual freedom.
I hear that all the time, but that, imagine, is there really such a thing as too much freedom?
Okay, get this, too. I mean, when we have all the stuff going on with the wefers and with Bill Gates and, you know, concerns about our energy and our food supply, more than two-thirds, 67%, favor rationing vital energy and food sources to combat the threat of climate change.
I say I want to meet these people, but I don't. I just want to know what they look like. I already kind of know what they look like, you know, the pink hair and the glasses with no, you know, just frames, no glass.
But read that next one, because I want to contrast. I want to compare something.
Yeah, this will make you feel good. The rest of, you know, in contrast to the rest of America, 70% of elites trust the government to do the right thing most of the time.
Do.
Of course they do.
I mean,
and two-thirds also say that teachers or other educational professionals, you know, the educators, they should decide what children are taught, not you pesky parents.
And I'm going to break those two down, because I put a note down on the educational one. But I want to go back. You talked about 6 in 10 say there's too much individual freedom, and 70% say that they trust the government to do the right thing. Those two statements combined, and, you know, Colonel, you've got a lot of insight into this. When you've got elitists, and which we're talking about generally government, and of course their funders, they're the people that fund them. When you've got these people saying 6 in 10 people have too much freedom, 7 in 10 say they trust the government to do the right thing. Where have we... Now, that's the elites. We're not talking about normal, everyday Americans, but I can tell you... I can't tell you how many times I hear that, you know, oh, you know, they're just doing their jobs. You know, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. I kind of want to hear... Because when I see that... First of all, when I just see anyone saying there's just too much freedom, look, I'm a classical liberal, which is today's libertarian, little L libertarian, in the sense that I feel like I should be able to do anything I want with my life as long as I don't affect the ability of someone else to do whatever they want to do with their life. That's sort of my philosophy. But what are your thoughts on this? 6 in 10 say too much freedom, and 7 in 10 say the government can take care of us.
Well, I used to be the president of the Tea Party, and we ran candidate forums. And one of my favorite questions was to ask them about the Texas Constitution and what the Article 1 was. Well, they didn't know because they hadn't read the Texas Constitution. But they were willing to sign an oath that they would support the Constitution. And the problem is that they don't know the U.S. or the Texas Constitution. And Article 1 of the Texas Constitution is our Bill of Rights.
Yes.
And that's what applies to Texas. The federal Constitution restricts the federal government. It does not give you anything. It restricts the federal government from interfering with what you already have.
And Greg, I wanted to actually go to you as well, because I know you're a lot like me. You've got sort of the, and I'm not disparaging anybody here, but you know, we've got this sort of more leave me alone mentality. What do you think about those two quotes? Then we'll get back into that.
About the specifically the quotes,
or just kind of what she's been talking about.
Well, this whole us and them, I don't like it, because what it does is it automatically conjures up a, you need to take a side. So it's no big thing. People who know me know that I hate to vote outside of my local jurisdiction. I just don't do it anymore. Trump lost me after the take the guns, then give due process. He lost me. Now, Trump, Luann said it perfectly. Trump, he was a peace guy. He started no new wars. That is the one thing that In a way, I wish he would have started a new war so I could justify never voting for him again. But it's I'm really grateful that he did that. But the take the guns, then give due process was a basic constitutional thing. I just kind of went, you meathead, what are you doing? But this whole, the elitists, it's almost like they have to dump their brain out of their ears to progress, to make the powers that be that fill their pockets to progress anywhere. They forget about us. It's almost like a police officer getting the badge put on after his 6-month police academy. They forget why they wanted to become a police officer and serve the community. These politicians forgot why they wanted to become a politician and serve their community, serve their county, serve their state, their jurisdiction, their district. We've got too many of them. We're beyond the term limits thing. People have to become more aware of what's going on around them and get in the, and I'm not, this is not a literal thing, get in the face of the politicians. You have to hold these people accountable. You have to get involved locally before you can ever think of doing anything state or nationally. You have to get involved.
Well, and I think that's what Luann's article is kind of talking about is, and I'm sorry, Luann, I'll let you finish here. I don't think any of us like this us versus them, and it's not supposed to be, because as the colonel said, if you read the Constitution, both federal and state constitution here in Texas, who is the government? It's we the people. We are the sovereign authority. The government is only there to there should not be a they, is what I think what this article, this is what I got out of the article, Luann, and correct me if I misread it. Of course, everyone interprets things differently. There really should, you read all this stuff, there is a they versus us, or them versus us. Am I using the right pronouns?
You better.
But the problem is there should not be, because if you do read Article 1 of the Texas Constitution, if you do read the preamble to the federal Constitution, we the people created this government not to lord over us, but to protect us. That's it. Not to manage our lives and control our lives, but really to ensure that our freedoms were protected. And with that, I'll turn it back over.
Well, and what I would say is the them versus us, us being you period, S period, the U.S., what we are talking about is that while we do say that 6 in 10 say there's too much individual freedom, 67%, you know, rationing energy and stuff, but this 67%, this 6 in 10, that is 6 in 10 of an elite population
right.
that thankfully is not the majority of us, the United States. And so that's something that's real important to remember.
Oh, okay. It looks like we're short on time. I probably took away a lot of your time. So I'm going to, when we get back, go straight back to you.
Okay.
So you've got anything you want to talk about, 254-697-6633. We're going to take a quick short break, and we'll be right back.
Is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
Yeah. to Aaron's Gun Shop, High Cap Adventures Radio. My name is CJ Grisham, in for Matt, who is doing some very important, especially with today's environment, training, helping people to learn how to defend themselves and their houses, their persons, papers, and effects. Let's put it that way. Bring it back. All right, Luann, we're talking about your article. And the other thing that you had mentioned really quick, because this was something you talked about, was the teacher's issue.
Yes, well, school choice. I mean, you know, we go back to this whole freedom, and that a lot of these people, they believe that, oh, that teachers and educators or the education industry should be the ones that are just...
I've seen so many examples of why that shouldn't be true.
Right. Absolutely, absolutely. And now, and even in 2022, in 2012, we've had referendums on school choice on our Republican primary ballots. And they come in at like 85% of people saying, no, we should have the money follow the children for whatever model of education that you want it to be. If you want it to stay in the public school, so be it. But that there are so many other choices, and every kid is not suited for every choice that exists.
And it's so easy to defeat these, especially educational elitists, because when you actually start talking logically to them, for example, okay, if you truly believe, as two-thirds do, that Texas and other education professionals, whatever that means, should decide what children are taught, why not just abolish the education code then?
Amen.
Why not abolish the Department of Education? Why even have those standards? Let the teachers decide.
Right.
You know what? And then one school down the road will be teaching something different. So if you truly believe that the teachers should be the ones that decide this, well, then you don't believe that anyone should be telling you how to teach.
Including the Texas Association of School Boards and the Texas Association of School Administrators.
But then the argument is...
But going back, this country was founded by homeschool people.
Yeah, exactly.
There were no public schools when this place was started. And many of these people that today are extremely successful dropped out of school. Look at even, he's not my favorite person, Bill Gates. You know, he quit college.
Founder.
You know, the people,
yeah.
Elon Musk,
Steve Jobs,
absolutely brilliant, but they don't need this public schools. And that's the socialist in their part of their 45 goals to take over the country, taking over the schools was part of it. And they started the teachers' unions. Lewis and these people, they founded these things. The unions are totally communist, the teachers' union. So why are we putting up with this?
Well, then the argument is, Rayford, well, yeah, but we just need teachers in those organizations. Okay, well, let's take that to its logical conclusion, right? Let's assume, for the sake of this argument, that it is only teachers and other educational professionals, quote-unquote, deciding what children should learn. They are up there and they say, okay, we think children should learn this. But what if a teacher says, no, I think they should learn this? Well, now you still got people saying, and I want to, you know, our Texas Constitution, because I hear this a lot when I'm arguing school choice. Our Texas Constitution requires that there's a public education system. I understand that, but it doesn't say that it's only supposed to fund.
We need to get back and get control of our universities and stuff. The very first public teachers' college was on a communist commune. We've never regained control of teachers' colleges. They're all socialist, or most of them are socialist. And after you've been steeped in this for 16 years, or excuse me, 4 years after 12 through 16, then you've got real issues. And our administrators that have to have a PhD in education have even more years being steeped in this communist stuff, and then they wonder why they're teaching the kids communist stuff.
Well, we talk about these campuses being places of indoctrination. The most indoctrination that occurs is within the industry itself.
That's right.
You know, I don't believe that every teacher is a socialist, but I do believe that most teachers, because there are so many of them, and because group think is so prevalent, that there is an indoctrination that happens that just doesn't promote any real deep thinking or independent thinking.
And that's where I think the study is missing an important word here. It's not that two-thirds say teachers and other educational professionals should decide what children are taught. It's two-thirds say communist teachers and educational professionals should be the ones that determine it. Because what if I'm a teacher? And I say, I want my kids to learn this. No, they're not going to let... What? You want to teach your kids the Constitution and freedom and gun rights? And you want to talk to them about limited government? No. That's not what we, the educate. So really what they're saying is what the communists...
And a self-serving education industry that wants to maintain its position because it likes the control and the power and the money that comes with it.
So tell us more about, we talked about the educational, we talked about this idea of rights and trusting the government. What were some other standouts in this?
Well, and I just would say that with regarding the trust of the government, that they have a trust of the government because they come from the same backgrounds, and that most of them also have a sense that they can easily access government more so than us, the U.S. The people feel as though, you know, we have to send an email. They run over next door.
Right.
And so anyway, basically this concludes, and it talks about how that, you know, it's important to note that not all members of the elites are elitist, and some don't think about politics all that much, and others actively support traditional American values such as individual freedom. Still, though, given the influence that they yield, the excessive amount of influence and control that they have, that the overall views of the elites, according to this report, it says that they represent an existential threat to America's founding ideals of freedom, equality, and self-governance.
It's amazing how many communists you can breed on a college campus with teachers when you say, we will forgive your student loans if you do XYZ.
Right.
We'll forgive those $55,000 or $600,000 loans if you just tell the students that Marx was a great guy. You know, Mordecai Levy.
Right. So, and then now let's bring this down. I realize that the majority of people here are in Milam County listening to the show, but which is right next door to Bell County. But I know we still have those issues here in Milam County as well. Break it down to how we get to. Let me traverse this a little bit. How do we fix this, Luann? I mean, you've got this great article, and by again, please, people, go to Substack. Look at Luann Anderson's article. It's called "Texas, Bell County Politics Highlight 2024: Is Them Versus U.S. Divide or Them Versus Us?" I realize this says Bell County, but you can easily put Milam County in there.
Well, and that's what I think that awareness. I had several people, contacting me last night, and they were like, wow, I did not realize that the print edition and the digital edition of a newspaper oftentimes run different headlines that, you know, perhaps one is more balanced, but another one is more sensational. And I thought that in talking about, you know, this local house race that we have there, I talked about how that Hugh Shine, when he announced his reelection bid, it was just days after Governor Abbott had been there, endorsing another candidate. But the Telegram's coverage, the headline read, "Shine announces reelection bid for District 55 as Temple Belton leaders show support." This article also featured a front page picture of Shine with local billionaire businessman, Drayton McLean. And, you know, I just said that, you know, with a nod to Shine's hometown oligarch ticket status, I went through and read what the first two paragraphs were.
Let me correct you real quick. Shine is not from Bell County.
This is true, but he's on the hometown ticket.
But if you read his mailers, oh, he's from here. He's not from here. He's from Houston.
Correct.
In the Houston area.
Correct.
He's an implant. I just want to make very clear.
Right.
And he's a Republican. However, he was
a Houston
Democrat.
Yeah, he's a Houston Republican, which is a Democrat.
Right. But anyway, it goes on. I mean, this article talks about how the second paragraph of this announcement article, approximately 100 Bell County residents, including a plethora of local leaders from the cities of Temple and Belton and school officials from the Temple and Belton Independent School Districts, were in attendance to show their support, many of whom shared handshakes, hugs, and laughs as they reconnected. I just follow that up and say the media's message, the Beltocracy, Bell County's them, fully support incumbent Shine.
Yeah, and
support
and,
your local oligarch.
And there's your, I asked you earlier, who was them? You just said it's school officials, leaders, school district officials. It's all these people who are trying to run every aspect of our life.
And this is your local paper front page, making sure that anyone reading this knows these are your elites, and they're telling you this is your guy.
Look, these are our leaders, so, and the leaders support this leader, so everyone should support this leader because 70% of us believe the government.
Well, did they point out that one of the opponents of him was supported or is endorsed by Abbott, Paxton, and Cruz?
Yeah. No, nor, right. Nor have they with that been, well, what is it that one of the opponents is opposed, is endorsed by all these people, but this four-term incumbent...
All right, we'll be right back.
...isn't.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
A duo that's perfect together. That's Cox's Heating and AC and Lennox. Cox's Heating and AC is your local Lennox dealer, and we're committed to making your family's home comfort our top priority. With a wide assortment of Lennox products to offer, Cox's Heating and AC will ensure your home's air is perfect for your family. Call us today at 254-697-4252 to learn more about how you can experience expert service and care offered by Cox's Heating and AC. Dealer license number TACLB009432E. Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran-owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5- and 6-inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
Until I find out you can legally have a gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation. So we've been talking about the us versus them. I want to talk about sort of, you know, what is the logical conclusion to this elitist idea of us versus them? When I was on Twitter, and I'm not on Twitter right now, I can tell you what the logical conclusion is. If you do not subscribe to what the elitists and a so-called majority think, then the logical conclusion is you deserve to die. Look at what happened in January 6th. On January 6th, the we, or the us, stood up to the them. Now, I'm not in any way whatsoever condoning what happened on J6. I'm saying that, first of all, what happened isn't what you've been told happened, but also that it's a frustration with the system itself. And I was going to read from the Declaration of Independence. I'm just going to paraphrase it now. But, you know, we've faced times like this. I would even argue that today, in many ways, is much worse than it was when the Declaration of Independence was written. I mean, we're complaining about, at the time, 3% in taxes. Ladies and gentlemen, if I only had to pay 3% in taxes today, I would never complain again. Okay? But that's what we went to war for. I mean, among other things, of course. But our Declaration of Independence says that when these things that we establish, that we believe in, when these freedoms are violated, when there are people who think you have too many freedoms, when there are people who think the government knows best for you, and Ronald Reagan had it right, you know, the worst words you can hear is, we're from the government, we're here to help. That when government becomes destructive, then it's got to be changed. It's got to be abolished. And my fear is that we're at a point where the ballot box is no longer a logical or even a reasonable way to do that anymore because of this us versus them mentality. And a lot of people, I don't want people to forget what happened 8 years ago yesterday. So it's been 8 years and one day. And I say this because I've got this family, they're close friends of mine. And that is when the United States government assassinated Lavoie Finicum. Lavoie Finicum was an activist trying to keep the federal government. It all started down in, I think it was Arizona. You may remember where the government was trying to extort money from the ranchers because they had cattle. They were taking their cattle. Yes. And what happened? The Patriots got fed up and they all showed up and there was a standoff. A good old-fashioned American. Some people say, oh, it was like a Mexican standoff. No, that's an American standoff. And you had people on the bridges and overwatching. And guess who backed down? Them. They backed down. And unfortunately, what happened after that is because the government recognizes them, they recognize that it's like that scene in A Bug's Life where the grasshopper throws a seed and he's like, did that hurt? No. And he throws another seed. Did that hurt? No. And then he just kicks off the lid and all these seeds come burying everybody. When they realize that us or we outnumber them, then that's when we're going to start getting some justice. We lose our way of life. And that's the them saying that. When we cannot allow the people to realize that they outnumber us and they have our constitutional right to run this government. And when you do that, as Lavoie Finicum did, he was up there supporting another, and I think this was in Colorado, where he was actually killed. Oregon. Okay, I knew it was
Malheur Wildlife.
That's right. It was Oregon. And he was up there supporting others that the federal government was encroaching on their land. And look, ladies and gentlemen, the Constitution is very, the United States Constitution is very, very clear about when the government can own land or control land. It's very clear. As a matter of fact, Rafer, you probably know it from heart, don't you? But
the post roads and
forts and
dry docks, etc.
Things needed for American defense. So how does that fit into national parks? How does that fit into wildlife refuges? How does that fit into all these other things? It doesn't. And so when the federal government is up in Oregon was encroaching on someone else's property, Lavoie a great Patriot went up there and stood up against them. And you know what they did? They waited for Lavoie on a snowy, winding, mountainous road in the middle of nowhere. And they created a roadblock on the road as he's driving. They knew where he was going because he had a routine. They created this roadblock around a blind corner. Lavoie had no choice to avoid hitting anybody because he couldn't slow down. He didn't see it until the last minute. And he ran his SUV or his truck off the road and into the snowbank. And there's video out there from inside the vehicle where him and his wife are discussing, you know, what to do. He gets out and he's got his hands up. And at some point, the FBI shoots him and he starts to lower his hand because, of course, he just got shot. Mm-hmm. You know, and when you get shot or you get hurt or something, what do you do? You go to the wound. And as soon as he started lifting his hands, oh, he's going for a gun, and everybody shot him. He was assassinated not because he was going for a gun. He was assassinated because he stood up to them. That's the logical conclusion we have to avoid. I tell people all the time, I'm not a violent person, but I am capable of violence. And the last thing they want is for us to realize that the only option we have is to take our violent nature and defend our liberty once again. I hope that never happens. We've got, you know, but we're seeing it right now on the border. And when we talk about they depend on ignorance in order to rule. So the big news right now, of course, is about what's going on in the border between the United States and Texas. So right now, let's take this they versus us versus them mentality and say that us is Texas, them is the federal government. We have a right to defend our borders. I pulled out several parts of our Texas Constitution here. And if you look at Section 7 of our Article 1, Section 7, the governor is the commander-in-chief of our military forces. He's the commander-in-chief of the military forces of Texas, except when they are called into actual service of the United States. He shall have the power to call forth the militia to execute the laws of the state, to suppress insurrections, and to repel invasions. Okay, invasions. Now, an invasion doesn't necessarily mean that it's a military.
Armed invasion.
Yes. Armed invasion. There are videos of armed individuals coming into this country. It doesn't say it has to be a state invasion. It could be an invasion from Al-Qaeda. It could be an invasion from drug lords. If it's an invasion, it's an invasion. It can be an invasion from California. But we have the right to defend our borders. Here's what you're not hearing. I want to kind of quote a few things out of, as you know, the Supreme Court recently told the Border Patrol that they can go and cut the wire, right? And that they got to remove it. And then the Biden administration, what does the Biden administration do? They say, all right, you're free to go and you need to go cut the wire. And Greg Abbott, you need to have it removed by this date. The president of the United States is lying to you about what the Supreme Court said. This case that the Supreme Court ruled on is a very narrow issue. And the very narrow issue was whether or not these officials had access to that area. And I want to read some crazy things here because really this was all an application. Here's what the federal government was asking the Supreme Court to do. They were seeking to vacate the Fifth Circuit's injunction, which the Fifth Circuit had said, hey, feds, stop cutting our wire. You're destroying our property. That's all it was. From cutting or moving the concertina wire when they find it necessary to access the border or migrants necessary. Necessary. When they find it necessary. Now, this whole case, here's the story behind where we got to where we are today. The Mexican government called the United States government. How much time we got?
2 minutes.
Okay. The Mexican government called the United States government and said, hey, there's a woman and two children that are on the U.S. side of the border, but they're stuck and they're in peril, right? And so the American government tried to get to where they were. Now, they tried to get to where they were through that Shelby Park.
Shelby.
Yeah, they got a park named after you. So they tried to get in there. Of course, the National Guard said, pound sand, go away. And They had the federal government, ladies and gentlemen, the federal government had access to that area. They just didn't have access to it through that particular park. They've got, and I'm going to tell you how I know that. First of all, it wasn't there. They didn't need to use what they were trying to do was use the Shelby Park boat ramp. Mm-hmm. And of course, they're like, no, this place is being used to traffic people and the federal government. You're helping with that. And we're going to cut off your access to traffic people.
Right.
And so, of course, that didn't happen. Well, what eventually happened was those individuals tried to swim back. And guess what happened? The Mexican government went and picked them up and they made it back safely. OK. All they had to do, if the federal government was truly concerned, was get on their boat and go up the river. That's all they had to do. And I'm going to talk, I'm going to tell you specifically what you've been lied to about on the other side of the break. So I got a few seconds left. But, and I'm going to tell you what the government is trying to get done and why the media is now helping them to violate your state's sovereignty. We'll do that on the other side of the break. Number is 254-697-6633. We'll see you on the other side.
Rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325 star Google reviews. 5 and 6 inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
Until I find out you can legally have a gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number CLB009432E.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
to High Cap Adventure Radio. I am CJ Grisham, and for Matt, who is teaching people how to be patriots and defenders of liberty right now. So he's not here today. He will be back next week. I want to bring up Article 1, Section 1 of our Bill of Rights. And it says, Texas is a free and independent state subject only to the Constitution of the United States. Okay? Doesn't say the government. Now, I know the Constitution creates the government. But subject only to the Constitution of the United States, and the maintenance of our free institutions and the perpetuity of the Union depend on the preservation of the right of local self-government unimpaired to all the states.
That's huge. Those are huge few words right there.
That's it. That is Article 1, Section 1. It's titled Freedom and Sovereignty of the State of Texas. And, of course, the federal constitution gives Texas the right to defend its borders. Colonel, you were talking earlier. I think it was off mic. Explain when the Declaration of Independence, what it talked about with regard to the sovereignty of states.
Yes, it created 13, when the Declaration of Independence, 14 years prior to the Constitution, created, changed the colonies into states. And they were sovereign states with all the rights and privileges of any other sovereign state in the world. Declare war, wage things, and all these. So that was it.
And so my question is, if we don't have the right as a state to repel the kind of invasion that we have now, do we have the right to repel any invasion? If the Mexican government came across the Rio Grande and said, we're taking it back all the way up to the Brazos River, do we just have to sit back and wait on the feds? No. That's illogical thinking. It's unconstitutional thinking that Texas doesn't have a right to defend itself. And I would even argue, if we were invaded, the first people that are going to be the defense are the people of Texas. No. The federal government's going to have to organize, call up its troops, get people out there. You know what I mean? And it'd probably take 24, 48 hours. Meanwhile, Texans already, we've already fixed it. We've already destroyed the Mexicans by the time the federal government gets down there.
Mm-hmm. Wait, that is free and independent.
I'm sorry,
states.
Hang on. I said Mexicans. Any invaders. No. I don't want to.
Okay. That is free and independent states. They have the full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and to do all other acts and things which independent states may have of any right to do.
So. Say that one more time, that last sentence, because that is a very important point that I'm going to hammer in a second.
Okay, I'm not sure what.
Well, just read that last part again.
Okay, that they have the right, the power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and to do all
from right
other
there.
Acts.
I want you to start right there and only say the part "and to do."
And to do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do.
Wow! So you're saying that the federal government, the Constitution is saying that the federal government. Oh, no, that's the Declaration
Remember
of Independence.
Remember that the states created the federal government. Right. The federal government. This is not the United States was not a country. It was a federation for common defense and commerce.
But those words that are etched into our historical documents that founded and created the United States say that the federal government has the same or has only those powers that the states have.
No, it has only the powers specifically delegated.
Right. But I had it backwards. That the states have the same powers of the federal government. That's what I meant to say. So that says right there that the states and more, I would argue even more. But if the federal government has the power to do A,
well, the only
isn't it logical that a state has the power to do A?
Well, the states, the only powers they don't have are the ones which they specifically delegated to the federal government.
Right.
All right. So we could go, that's the ninth and tenth amendments.
Yes.
Would be where we would go for that one.
Right.
But would we ever have wanted, as a state, when Texas came into the Union, would we ever have put ourselves in a position to say, oh, we're going to come in and have less opportunity to defend ourselves rather than more? Of course not. And so the idea that we're going to stand back and just let the feds, you know, do what they do, or in this case, what they don't do, I mean, that's ridiculous.
Right. So it brings up another question. Are the feds hindering or helping Texas?
Exactly.
So, and is Abbott, with Operation Lone Star, is he hindering or helping Texas by sending more illegals north into the United States? Do we kick the... What are the boundaries or the bounds of kicking the federal government out of Texas through the 9th and 10th Amendment?
And we talked about the 10th Amendment.
When does it get to that point is the question.
Right. I think we're there. And I'll tell you why. Because, you know, the 10th Amendment says powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited it to the states are reserved to the states or to the people. Here's the thing, all right? So, I want to bring this down to the 25-cent level, as Matt would say. When I am the government of my house, and if I have a television and I say we're only going to watch channel one, okay, but I hand over and say, you know, because my kid comes up to me and says, hey, I want to watch channel two. Well, just because I delegated to them the ability to watch channel two doesn't mean that I've lost the ability to watch channel one. I still have those powers. So it's the same way with the states. The states you cannot delegate a power you don't have.
Right.
Yeah.
That is the big thing, and that makes the Article 6 says that Constitution that the United States can make treaties, but it can only make treaties in accordance with the Constitution.
Right.
And the powers have been delegated to the federal government. And it cannot give away the sovereignty of Texas since it was never delegated.
Right. And again, getting back to the 25, we're talking about defense now. We're talking about defense of Texas. This is no different than, you know, we have created a police force. And we have local law enforcement, we have state law enforcement, and we have unconstitutional federal law enforcement. That doesn't mean that if I'm attacked, I have to wait, that I have no authority, because I've ceded my full-time authority of protecting the community to a government entity. Like, I have told a government entity to do full-time what I don't have the time or ability to do full-time, that is to protect my community, right? That doesn't mean that I've lost my ability to protect my community. I'm allowed to defend myself. I'm allowed to defend my neighbors. And what the Supreme Court has not said is, and this is what the leftist media and President Biden are trying to tell you when they say, oh, Texas has X days to take down this wire. I'm sorry. Here's what the actual petition, I'm going to read from the actual petition, says. And by the way, all this was on this cutting of wire. It wasn't on anything else. And there's another case that's coming up that is still getting litigated. This was a very narrow issue. And I already talked about what had happened. But what the government is asking for is that it says the government is taking various actions to seek to regain full access it had long exercised before January 11th to land that is adjacent to the 2.5-mile stretch of the Rio Grande. The government's application in this court simply seeks to vacate the Fifth Circuit's injunction, which the Fifth Circuit said, you can't cut Texas's wire, stop it, from cutting and or moving Texas's concertina wire coils when they find it necessary to access the border or migrants there. It doesn't say anywhere in this decision, and what the Supreme Court simply did was, it just approved it. It said, okay, If you have to get in there, this is the exigent circumstances doctrine. And what that means is law enforcement doesn't have to have a warrant to come into your house if there are exigent circumstances. If there's somebody on the road saying, I'm about to kill my wife, they don't have to wait for a warrant to bust down that door and keep you from killing your wife. That's what the Supreme Court said. If you have an exigent circumstance, yes, you may move and or cut the wire. But you know what? It doesn't say, Texas, you have no right to put the wire there.
Right.
It doesn't say, Texas, you have no right to put more wire there. Yeah. And it doesn't say, Texas, or that
you
they
have
can
to
just
take it down.
Or that you have to take it down. But if you listen to Biden, that's exactly what he wants you to believe the Supreme Court just said. And that is not in any way. I talked at the very beginning of the show, I talked about using AI, my AI legal thing. And I said, you know what? Draft me just a little memo on Texas's right to defend itself. And this is what my AI said to me. The question of whether Texas has the right to defend its borders is complex and it involves both federal and state law. Of course, we're talking about the Constitution. The U.S. Constitution does not provide states with any greater rights at the border against unreasonable searches. And this is going in, it goes into some other things. I'm going to skip the weird things. The Arizona Attorney General had issued an opinion, and because I asked this for federal law, so it's not just Texas. Had issued an opinion determining that the lawlessness and violence at the border constitutes, quote, actually invaded and invasion. The reason I kept this in here is because that's what our Constitution says. Under the U.S. Constitution, and that Arizona retained the sovereign power under the Constitution to defend itself from such an invasion. And then it quotes the document. This suggests that a similar argument could be made for Texas. It's important to note that this is an opinion. It's not binding legal precedent. When the Attorney General says something, it's just an opinion. So, yes, AI even knows that Texas has a right to defend itself. And I only did that just for fun. I wanted to see, I really just wanted to test the system and see what it did. We've got a lot more to talk about, especially on this immigration thing, because who's funding it?
Right.
And we'll find out after this break.
Propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on High Cap Adventures.
Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Their product line speaks for itself and is carried by the largest distributor in the firearms industry. Jason Bain, the owner, has customer service that is second to none. And you will not find a single bad customer service experience or review of Backup Tactical anywhere. Why? Because there is none. Check out Jason's products by going to backuptactical.com or call 561-560-0850. You and your pistol will be happy you did. Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to bulldogautodetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrinipede for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. C.J. Grishamayer again in for Matt and joined by very capable hands of Luann, Colonel Rayford Brown, Greg Holland, and our switch operator and all-around guru, Shelby.
Yeah, well, I don't have a mic.
Shelby, that's right. I'm sorry. Shelby. So, Shelby, all right. Now, we're going to close up the... I want to kind of close up. We've already talked about... Colonel warned me that I'm getting dense, so let's get less dense. I don't mean to use, I guess, what, dollar words? Is that what he would say?
What, dollar words for 25%
guy. Yeah, 25% guy. All right, so there's some things here. Trump calls on all states to deploy National Guard troops to Texas amid Biden border fight. Look, guys, I don't... First of all, one, we don't need the National Guard from other states. Okay, we can handle this.
But I like how they offer their help.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And we'll take, if we need it, by golly, we'll take it. But the problem isn't so bad that we're, that right. We can't handle this. And, you know, Biden, Democrat lawmakers are calling on Biden to seize control of the Texas National Guard. And as you know, the Texas National Guard can be called up to federal service. It can be federalized. But you know what can't be federalized? The Texas State Guard and the Texas Militia cannot be federalized. And so the only reason that Biden wants to call up the and seize control of the Texas National Guard is because it's the Texas National Guard right now under the control of the state that is protecting our borders. Why would you want to federalize? I mean, think about this logically. If we've already got the National Guard protecting our borders without federalization, why would you want to federalize them?
Well, this is sort of like on that way, but you have to go back to the fundamental thing that the Council on Foreign Relations, which has infiltrated our government and our socialists, their goal is one world socialist government. So they have to destroy the United States. When they destroy our border, they destroy the United States. And that's the whole purpose of this, is to destroy one world socialist government. That's always their goal.
And remember, and there's a great article in the Federalist that's called Texas Isn't Ignoring the Supreme Court, it's upholding the law. And one of the points that the Federalist makes is that, you know, Abbott's not violating the law. He's not ignoring the Supreme Court because the Supreme Court hasn't ordered him to do anything.
Correct.
At all. And but here's the underlying problem in all this. The underlying problem is, and we touched on this briefly, there's an article out of the Center for Immigration Studies. It's called UN Budgets Millions for U.S.-Bound Migrants in 2024. Public documents show cash handouts to help feed, transport, and house people headed to the U.S. border. Now, who funds the UN?
You notice that the people showing up at the border never have any backpacks or anything, except for the Chinese military-age gentlemen that lined up with their suitcases.
Right.
Parade rest.
Well, and also, I mean, Todd Bensman, I see him interviewed all the time, and I mean, he does great, great work on all of this. But one of the things, too, is that that money, let's look at where it's going into. It's going into all these NGOs, and these NGOs are just an arm now of the cartels, and some of the biggest ones are Catholic Charities and then the Lutheran.
Yep.
And so, I mean, and that has become its own racket in that they're funneling this money to those organizations, and then they are going all the way down in South America, getting these people organized and bringing them up. I mean, it's the organization to it, which no doubt a lot of that funding is coming through the UN.
Yeah.
But it's also that the UN funding is coming from the U.S. government. But, I mean, the racket that this is all represents is just mind-boggling.
The racket is the United Nations as a whole, because we are the great, by far and large, far and large. If the United States pulled out of the UN would just dismantle, because we're like 80% of their budget. It's absolutely absurd. And when you fund the UN, you fund all of its programs. This update to the Regional Refugee and Migrant Response Plan, which is from the United Nations, the document says they're handing out $1.6 billion in 17 Latin American countries that is confirming that there's these cash giveaways. And the article shows a bunch of pictures of people holding up these MasterCard prepaid cards. They're literally handing them prepaid credit cards to buy whatever they want. Now, guess what? When you come to the United States, what else can you... You can pull out that cash. This is why they're coming without backpacks. Because they've got money. They've got money.
$5,000 on a debit card.
And from someone that I know that works at the San Antonio airport and actually is involved with the stores that are there, when they use those cards, they aren't charged sales tax.
No. And there's not a fee on them either. So let me ask you this. Why, you know, if the UN cares, why isn't it solving the, as Kamala Harris would put it, the root causes? Why are we funding everybody coming into the United States? Why would the UN fund something into the United States, a bunch of illegal immigrants, people who don't share culture, people who don't share language, people who don't share values, people who don't share republicanism, people who don't share any, really, I mean, I'm sure I'm speaking broadly, but I think I'm mostly, this is most people that are coming up here. They're not coming up here to make America a great place. They're coming up here to send money back to their home countries. They're coming up here to take advantage of our services, taxpayer-funded services. They're coming up here because they're being invited by Biden through the UN. And by the way, I read a report this morning. I didn't print it out because I had read it after I'd done all my research. There's a new study, or a new report just came out that on the October 7th, when Hamas went into Israel, over 200 people were UN employees. Yes. Over 200 of those attackers that murdered, raped, and killed children were employed by the United Nations. And it's the UNWAR or something like that, or UNWO or whatever the acronym is. But anything that starts with UN is bad. And the UN's like, oh, it's okay, we fired them. Yeah, I'm sure you did. You probably just put them somewhere else. Or we killed, the Israel killed them already. Who knows? But isn't it weird how everything the UN touches, something you hear about how it's funding this or that, it's always against our best interest, the United States' best interest. We're literally paying to destroy this country. We are committing national suicide by not closing our borders. We're killing ourselves, and I don't mean literally in the sense of, although that's happening as well, because we don't know who's coming across the border. We are killing our standard of living. We're killing our ability to take care of Americans, because there are veterans that have fought and bled for this country who are being kicked out into the streets so that people who have never contributed anything to any society anywhere can live in a posh hotel.
This is like a personal story. I've mentioned this before in the past when Matt was here, but like I've had a personal experience with this. Well, my husband has. So he works all over the place. He's never in one spot, and he was in South Texas. I mean, he could see Chihuahua from the top of the building where he was working, and then they were at a Days Inn. And him and his group come downstairs for breakfast, and they said, sorry, payers for the hotel can't have breakfast because the immigrants are eating breakfast, and they've eaten it all. And they just looked at each other and was like, wow, did that just happen? And they're like, sorry, it won't be for the whole week. And he's like, but we pay to stay here.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, no, we give it all to them. And there's a whole, it's you know, marked off. It's a bunch of people in there, and they're eating. They're not even staying at the hotel. They were just invited to come there and leave to have breakfast.
So much for America first.
Exactly.
All right. I don't know where else to go on that, but
yeah. There's 2 minutes, so we got to figure it out.
Yes. Florida, Virginia, and South Dakota governors join Oklahoma in supporting Texas and the border standoff with the feds. Governor Glenn Youngkin tweeted out, Virginia stands with Texas. Greg Abbott is doing the job Joe Biden and his borders are refused to, by the way, that's Kamala Harris, yep, refused to do to secure the border. The Biden administration has turned every state into a border state. Greg, you mentioned this, and I want to talk a little bit more about this, about this idea, this fact that, you know, Abbott thinks he's doing this great thing by busing migrants up to New York and Chicago and L.A. and all this other stuff. And yet, so he does that out of the left side of his mouth, and out of the right side of his mouth, he's talking about securing the border. Is that a good policy?
Well, I think the Texas taxpayer has overwhelmingly said no. I think it was funny and hysterical the first couple busloads that went to Martha's Vineyard, right. But it's on the taxpayer's back, every one of these. How are we securing the border when Aguero, if you're not following, if you're on Twitter, Aguero for Texas, he's on the border every day, and the majority of these people coming in are from Senegal and from the Congo. They're coming in like crazy. So you may want to go follow him, and he'll show you what's coming in. How is Abbott securing the border and blaming it on the feds while he's doing this himself and putting out these hollow statements saying that we're securing the border? We absolutely are not.
All right, when we come back, we're going to do some live stories, the armed citizens of true stories of self-defense. Take care. We'll see you on the other side.
Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRMinistries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Welcome back. This is the favorite part of the show for me, anyway. This is the Armed Citizen. All right, this is the part of the show where we go through real stories of actual self-defense, because it's a way to counter the narrative that the only thing that guns do is murder our children.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the guns, it's the gun-free zones. We're going to go around the horn and do these. I will start everybody out. NRA member and County Commissioner Greg Lumpy Lambert. Can you imagine being a commissioner named Lumpy?
Lumpy.
Is known for his pro-gun stance, but that was apparently news to an alleged robber. I can't wait to be the guy that they write a story about when someone breaks into my house.
We'll frame it.
Yeah. But was apparent that was news to the alleged robber. Police say the suspect approached Lambert, who was wearing his Friends of NRA cap, and feigned interest in a car at Lambert's car dealership. Lambert went inside to retrieve the sales paperwork. When he returned, the man pulled a handgun from his jacket. Lambert countered by producing his .380 pistol. "I told him to drop the weapon, and he said he didn't want any trouble," said Lambert. The robber laid down his gun and fled. I doubt he laid it down. He probably just dropped it. And but left behind his driver's license, which police used to locate and charge
Smart
him.
Guy.
Chillingly, police linked the suspect to a murder committed 10 hours before Lambert disarmed him.
Wow. Yeah, I got it. Okay, next story. Authorities say Benny Hall Jr. went outside to warm up his car before work when he returned inside to finish getting ready. He left the door open to keep his car in view, but briefly entered the back room to holster his .45 pistol he is licensed to carry. At that point, he heard his car pull away. "I looked and the car was gone," Hall said. He spotted the car turned around at the street's dead end. And when it came past his house, he attempted to stop it by waving his arms in the air. Instead of giving himself up, the carjacker veered directly at Hall in an apparent attempt to leave no witness in the crime. Hall shot into the car, killing the driver. Mr. Hall has the right to protect himself with deadly force if his life is in danger based on the... What does that say?
Totality?
It's all scrambled on this page. Of the evidence and circumstances, he was doing just that.
That's why you picked that story.
You know I did.
See, Shelby likes the death stories.
I won't read them if it won't.
2 hours after closing a convenience store where she works, Sophia went to sleep in a back room. Then she heard a crash. It was real loud, like a bomb, she explained. Police said a prowler used a rock to break a window and gain entry to the store. Stewart grabbed her .357 revolver and went to investigate. She saw a man in a dark hooded sweatshirt behind the counter. He threw an object at her, and Stewart fired 3 shots, causing her assailant to run from the scene. "I belong to the NRA. They teach me how to shoot safely," said Stewart, adding she thought the suspect was too frightened for a return visit. She fired 3 shots, and he ran away. Doesn't say much for the NRA.
Join GOA, folks.
Gun Owners of America is a way better organization. Just throwing that out there. Matthew Schneider pulled into his driveway and got out of his truck when 3 teenagers approached and began an altercation. According to authorities, Schneider told the youth to vacate his property, but they began assaulting him, even slamming the truck door on his head. Schneider, who has a concealed carry permit, reached for his .40 caliber pistol and fired twice at the assailants. "I thought they were going to kill me if I didn't do something," Schneider said. 2 suspects fled, one of them wounded, while the 3rd collapsed. Schneider says he prayed for the fallen suspect to survive, but he died at the scene. I'm going to tell you something.
He prayed to the wrong God.
That Schneider guy did way more than I would have done. I wouldn't have prayed for him.
No.
I would have might have stood on the wound.
I'd have prayed that the other 2 fall next to him. All right, Luann.
All right. John Kilgore took precautions to guard his home against invasion, including the construction of a gate and a sign warning that a security dog lived on the property. As Kilgore and his family unpacked from a vacation, police say a burglar thought he saw an opportunity to circumvent Kilgore's safeguards, but apparently overlooked Kilgore's final line of defense, a loaded firearm.
Yeah.
The family left the door unlocked as they brought in luggage, and the burglar hurried inside. Kilgore's wife stumbled upon the man in a bedroom, ran out screaming, and pulled her two sons into another bedroom. Kilgore ran to his family's aid, shooting the suspect as Mrs. Kilgore dialed 911. The intruder was listed in critical condition at the hospital.
And this, ladies and gentlemen, is sort of a plug for, while I'm all about the patriarchy, teach your women how to shoot. Teach your women to aim themselves. Teach your daughters how to defend themselves. You know, my daughters, even when they were younger, before they could have guns, I told them where the soft parts on men were and how to access them and prevent an attack. But, you know, you shouldn't have to hide in a closet. And I understand there's that nurturing mentality of wanting to take care of the kids. But, you know, self-defense is not a manly issue. It's a human issue. And if you're a woman, you can be especially susceptible, especially if you're a smaller woman. But I'll tell you what, a 100-pound woman is just as strong as a 300-pound man when she has a gun. And probably stronger in many ways. So teach your ladies and your sons and your daughters how to shoot and get them trained, kind of like what Matt is doing right now. Go and take a class. Go to Aaron's Gun Shop and here on Facebook or at his website. Go to Aaron's Gun Shop. Sign up for a class. Get yourself trained. We have spent the last 2.5 hours talking about this border issue and all these people coming into this country. And we are a border state. Every single one of us, there is a real possibility, ladies and gentlemen, that every single one of us is going to be called into service. It may not be for our state. It may not be for our country, but it might be for your neighbors. It might be for your communities and your streets. Because if this continues, there's going to be chaos. And our only way to... I do not go anywhere. I travel this entire state taking cases all over the place. And I literally am able, if I'm halfway down, you know, going to some court and I hear that we need people, you know, we're being overrun here, there, wherever, I can divert myself. I've got my body armor. I've got my rifle. I've got my full combat load. I've got food and water for 3 days. No matter where I go, that's with me everywhere. And everybody needs to start training. Whether you watch YouTube videos, do something. If you can't afford, I think he needs the mic. If you can't afford a formal class, pull up a YouTube video. Start training yourself. Start doing these drills, like the coin drill, where you learn proper trigger squeeze and learn how to aim a firearm. Nobody wants to kill somebody, and it's not for everybody. And you really should not carry a gun if you know for a fact you are unable to kill another human being. Don't carry a gun, because now what you've done is you've pulled it out, you've threatened them, but you know you're not going to pull the trigger. Now that guy's going to have a gun.
Right.
So, but get yourself ready, Rayford.
Okay. We let that first one go by without comment, but I want to add this. The car dealership, and he went inside to get the sales paperwork. When he returned, the man pulled a handgun from his jacket. Lambert countered by producing his .380 pistol. I told him to drop his weapon, and he said he didn't want any trouble.
Well, he already found it.
But that's the whole thing right here is, that what if that guy had just shot him instead of saying, I don't want any trouble?
Right.
You can't do that. If you produce your weapon, you need to use it. You don't go into a Mexican standoff or something. But this, you don't tell somebody to drop their weapon if they got it pointed at you.
Yeah.
Because they might just squeeze the trigger to answer.
Yeah, you know, and I agree with that, especially if there's another gun involved. I will say, if you pull your gun, I've killed enough people in my life. Combat has, I can say I've done that. Okay. I don't ever want to have to kill another person. I got jumped by a bunch of homeless people in San Antonio, 5 to be exact. And I was doing pretty well for myself, but at one point I seriously felt like they were going to grab my gun, and so I pulled it. The last thing I wanted to do at that point was shoot somebody, and I made that very clear to them. while the gun was pressed to their side. Please don't make me do this, but I will. Let me go now. It's different because I don't have a gun pointed at me.
Right.
But if you pull a gun, I just want to qualify. I know what you're saying, Rafer, but I would argue, and I think even Matt would disagree with me and agree with you if you're going to pull that gun. But I don't, and I'm able to, because I'm trained, I'm able to really take in the entire environment and make a rational analysis of where am I. If at any time I felt like I'm about to die, where I have, in a split second, I've got to shoot, I would have shot. But I knew that the threat to my life was only there if this continued any longer. Not that there's two guns pointing at each other, because by golly, if someone had pointed a gun at me, you better believe I pull my gun, that guy's going down. And that gun's not going to, what was it, get laid down. It's going to fall from his hands, right. His cold, dead hands. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after this break.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com. Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Radio. Thank you all for joining us. I really want to, before I end this, thank Matt for giving me this responsibility. I hope I didn't let you down, Matt. Hope it was a good show.
It was.
I really appreciate everybody here. Luann, Greg, Shelby, Colonel, thank you for having my back. And I don't think we left too much tread on the highway. I think I-35 is somewhat clean. Colonel, you got some information here.
Yes. All right. Coming up, the elections, the primary elections for the Democrats and Republicans will be March 5th. Now, since we have a 30-day beforehand is the last time that you can register to vote. February the 5th is the last day to register to vote in the primary. After, now, if you miss that date, then you can vote in the runoff, perhaps, or in the general election. You can get at the post office. I think they have the voter cards, registration cards. Fill it out, mail it in. All right, so February 5th, last day to register. The 20th is the first day of early voting. So that's coming up very quickly.
And this is for the primaries.
This is for the primaries. Okay. All right, now this is like going to the restaurant and you get to pick anything on the menu and eat it. If you wait for the general election, you've let other people pick two items off the menu and you get your choice between those two items.
That's a very good analogy.
Yeah. So
that's that 25 cent analogy.
No, that's the dollar analogy.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's a dollar menu. Okay, so we've got these things. I urge you to check out. There are a lot of candidate forums go on. The Central Texas Republican Women and the Salado Republican Women and the League of Women Voters, there are candidate forums around. So do a little research and you can find this and find out what the candidates are up to. It's been very informative.
And I'll say also, Colonel, if because this does become a problem every now and then, everyone at this point, as I speak right now, should have gotten their 2024 election card, their ID voter card.
Yeah, it's yellow.
If you did not get your voter card, there might be an issue. Check and make sure that you're still registered to vote.
That's right. And if you just search on the internet for your county and the election administrator, there will probably be a box, I know there is in Bell County, that you can click on to check your voter registration status.
Yeah.
And please do that before you come into the poll.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
The election judge has to do it for you.
Now is the time to do that. If you have not gotten your voter ID card for this year, it may not matter. You may still be registered to vote, but that's an indicator there might be something wrong. And this is an important election. So, well, they're all important elections, but if you have not gotten your voter identification card by this hearing, what you're hearing right now, check with your county and make sure that you're still registered to vote. Because if you show up, you'll still be able to fill out a form and an affidavit and all that, but your vote may not be counted unless
the provisional ballot.
Yeah,
the provisional
right.
ballot.
Okay. Now, also, if you moved within your county, you're okay. You just have to do an address update so you can get your next card. But if you move from county to county, you've got to re-register to vote
in your
new county. And you can't go back to your old county and vote legally.
Yeah, we had a caller last Saturday. It was kind of crazy. She didn't want to be put on the air, but she said she was from Falls County and that she wasn't from Falls County, but that's where she went to vote. And she went up there and she said, hey, do I need to change any of my information? They were like, no, you can just vote right now. And she went, okay, well, I got to go back in the car and get my purse to get my ID. You don't need it. Just go and vote.
Mm. Oh,
she said,
God.
This happened last year.
Mm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Didn't have to fill out an affidavit or anything?
No. They just said, go ahead.
This was totally
this was
illegal.
Close. No.
Yes.
This was close.
No.
I don't think so.
Now she's calling
it
<Now
she's
calling
laughs> this show.
Yeah. All right. Was that it for you?
That's it.
All right. You know, we talked about the armed. I'm just going to go over a couple of interesting things. I brought up about the fact that the IDF right now is talking about giving citizens and civilians anti-tank weapons. I wholeheartedly support this. And it's just another example. You look at what happened in the Ukraine. The Ukraine started handing out AR-15s and rifles to its citizens and ammunition to its citizens. What does that tell you, ladies and gentlemen? You cannot wait until you've already been murdered. You cannot wait until you've already been slaughtered. You cannot wait until the government says, oh, wait, you know, maybe an armed populace is a safe populace. Excuse me. Don't wait. Arm yourself now. Get yourself trained, train, train, train. And Matt would say this over and over and over again. You get yourself trained. If you get a new car, you learn how to use your new car. You know, I got my first, this car I have right now, I've never had one of those push-button starters. Right. I had no idea. I'm like, I keep pushing this button. Why isn't it doing anything? Well, because I wasn't trained that I had to put my foot on the brake and push the button at the same time. You know, little things like that. If I turn my car off while it's still in drive, it turns off the engine, but the car is still on. And so it's using my battery, and if I don't do something... So you've got to train yourself on any equipment you use. That includes guns. I think I saw you had something, Rayford.
Well, that was primarily it. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, well, there you go. Train yourself on everything that you have, everything that you do. I'm going to go around. I know we've got about 5 minutes left. I'm going to start with Greg, talk about some J6 issues, and then Rayford and Luann, I want to get your final thoughts as well.
Still, I just want to mention, keep our J6ers, the political prisoners from January 6, 2021. We've got a couple of guys that are near and dear to my heart. Nick DiCarlo, he is in a Fort Worth medium detention facility. He is part him and Nicholas Ox. He is over in North Carolina at Butner Low. They were part of the media, part of a group called Murder the Media, just a Telegram app media organization. Literally walked into the Capitol Rotunda, walked out, and they got a four-year sentence each. They've got their sentences supposedly reduced, so they're looking at another year. Just be sure to keep those people in those two guys in your thoughts and prayers. With everything that's coming up with Texas down on the border, they're talking about organizing caravans and going down there. I just want to caution everybody, be really careful. Vet these people who are trying to gather folks. Don't let it turn into another January 6th event. Vet, vet, vet. Be very, very cautious, everybody.
All right, Luann.
I would echo Greg's warning there that's one of the things as we hear as things ratchet up, that it does concern me that we don't want to see a Fed Surrection 2.0 and this situation just... so presents itself. We also, over these last years, we have seen our government deploy different psyops mm-hmm. on us over and over and over again.
I think this whole show was about government psyops, just about. I mean, us versus them. Us versus
yes,
them.
That's
yes.
That's the theme of this show, us versus them, that Luann brought to our
right.
attention.
Yes, right. And so anyway, I echo that, and that while, you know, the patriotism and the desire to protect our homes, our families, but also our state is admirable, and God bless Texas that yep. we have it so strong, but please, just people, you know... Right. Be careful.
I think I'm at that point now where I think insurrection is actually my second favorite rection. All right, Colonel.
Oh, well, okay, we have this January 6th event, and it's been exposed by one of the congressmen in his investigation. There were 200 federal agents, I won't call them personnel or stuff, but operatives, instigators in the crowd. And they were the ones that were breaking windows and doing stuff and then inviting people in or pushing people in. The act, after 9/11, there was an act passed and enabled the government mm-hmm. to lock people up without trial indefinitely. And this is a violation of the Constitution, but they did it anyway. And it goes back to what one of the people said, people that will give up a little or give up critical rights or for temporary safety will not have either. And then the Epoch Times TV, EPOCH Times TV, they have lots of videos and they have two of them on J6. The second one very clearly uses a whole lot of the surveillance camera and stuff, and they show all of this stuff. And the people that were abused were the innocent people there that were perhaps trying to defend the Capitol. And this one lady that got beat up and gassed and clubbed by the police, it was just awful. But she was pulling one of these instigators down off of the window, and so he couldn't break out the window. And then she got trampled and pushed into the entrance, and then they... Oh, it was just horrendous what the police did to her. And so they give the police an award. Our police are out of control.
All right,
in
and
that area, Chief.
Shelby, I don't know if we ever give you an opportunity to just say whatever's on your mind.
Oh, I almost hit that other mic. I've been talking this whole time. You know, I might not have a mic, but I'm over here twiddling my fingers like Mr. Burns, and I'm listening. So,
all right. Going back to this, there's a convoy that's heading down to the border. It's called the Take Back Our Border convoy. I will say I do know some of the organizers of this. As a matter of fact, I'm likely going to be speaking in Austin next week on this. We're still trying to finalize everything. That doesn't mean trust everybody. Okay, what happened on January 6th? There were, in the words of Trump, there were a lot of good people down there. There were very few instigators, but that doesn't mean that just because I know and that I think I support these people that are organizing this, it doesn't mean it's not going to get infiltrated. And it doesn't mean that they're not going to use it as an opportunity like they did on January 6th.
It may already be infiltrated.
Right. It might already be. But anyway, you guys take care. Be safe. Be free. We'll see you next time. Matt will be back next week.